This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look at how futures are trading in the composite numbers on this Wednesday morning in Kansas City. March wheat 767 down 2. March wheat in Chicago 731 down 1.25. March corn 696 and 3/4 up 1.5. July 679 and 3/4 down 0.5. And December at 559 up 1.25. March beans 1473 up 2.75. July 1446.5 up 1, now up 1.25. November at 1278.5 up 3.75. March soybean meal 428.30 up $3. March soybean oil 5224 down 29. February live cattle 126.12.5 down 27.5. March feeders 142.07.5 down 110. And April lean hogs are 82.70. They are down 35.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is set for March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We've got some of the best in the business presenting on the hottest topics, including farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, and, of course, our very popular soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. Guarantee your seat by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. The number to call is 217-333-7300. And fair warning, just about 20 tickets, give or take a few, remain for this event. So if you've wanted to go and been thinking about going but haven't got your tickets yet, you probably ought to give a phone call to 217-333-7300. We will not be taking walk-up ticket sales the day of the event. You have to have a ticket in hand in order to go. Let's go ahead and check in now with Jackie Fakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
We have, at the end of this week, beginning tomorrow, wrapping up Friday, out there in Virginia, the annual Outlook Forum. Is there any chance that anything that we hear there will be bullish as opposed to bearish?
Well, in all honesty, I'm actually out here. I just got in this morning a little bit ago, so I'm going to be going to a lot of the different conferences. Could there be bullishness? Yes, I think that we could possibly see the USDA Outlook Group come in at 97 million acres rather than 99 million acres like so many people are expecting. In fact, there's rumors going around right now that Informa may even drop to 97 million, and so that would have big implications, you know, from the standpoint of we've been dogging corn with the idea that we're going to get so much production out of what the acreage is going to be, and we've been pushing beans because we think the bean number is going to be a lot smaller, and so it could change the whole format. I would think if they came in at 97 million, we'd probably see corn, old crop corn drop, I would think, 40 cents pretty easily.
Well, we're what, around 2.28 to 1 that says plant beans, does it not?
Well, it does. There's no question about that. And yet, you have to be careful about how you look at it because you've really got to take into account that, you know, when you look at the acreage battle, you have to take all things into account. And it costs at least $300, at least in the Indiana-Illinois area, per acre more to plant corn than to plant beans. So everybody has to know what their situation is and what their production levels are. You go to southern Illinois, it's better to plant beans. Corn doesn't produce as well there, mm-hmm. but in areas like where we live and other areas that can produce large amounts of corn, it may not be the same. So I think each person has to look at their own situation.
Do you think that the conference will move the market?
I think it has the potential to move the market, or it has the potential to be a five-minute nothing. You know, I think the bigger thing about the conference and looking at everything that's on the agenda will be all of the talk that's going to go on about farm income in 2013, changes in the livestock industry perhaps. There are going to be a lot of people here from, in fact, they have speakers from France and Japan and all over the place. And so I think that it'll give us a good view of what the world situation is going to be. And that's one of the reasons I'm here, because I've always been curious as to whether or not it's a worthwhile function to come to, and I'm going to find out.
Well, we looked forward to having a report from you after you get back and hearing your thoughts on that. March option expiration Friday, big deal or not?
Well, it's kind of a big deal. I mean, you know, are they going to hang the $7 puts, or are they going to hang the $7 calls? We certainly have been trading right in that general area. We're at 697 right now. And there's some good open interest out there in the puts and the calls, both more in the puts than in the calls. So my bet would be that we'll probably they're probably going to try and close just below that $7 level. But there, too, that'll depend upon what comes out of the outlook. I mean, if the outlook would come in, it would be bullish. I think you'd see the March take off, too, even though it was option expiration, because you'd have people wanting to buy short-term options. And so it's going to be it is going to have an impact. Let's just put it that way.
It appears in the soybeans that what works best is the bull spreads, because the November is not going around for the ride.
Well, that's exactly the truth, you know, and although this morning, you know, we're seeing November leading the old crop, but so much that's gone on in this past week has been spread unwinding, especially yesterday. You know, when you saw corn come under pressure, you saw wheat come under pressure, we just were lifting spreads between the two and had been short beans for quite a long time. I think when you look at the November beans, for this point in time, Dave, there's plenty of people who want to be bearish in this particular area around that 1280. I think that as producers, we have to look at this and say, what happens if they do come in and add 2 million acres to the beans? 1280 is going to look like a mighty good price, at least for, you know, for quite a bit of time. And so, and as well as what's going to happen to our February average price. I know I penciled it out yesterday for corn, and corn actually was running at about 571. So, you know, not a bad situation at all. Last year we were 568.5, so we may end up in that same area as we were last year. But spreads have been the way to go, and that's the way the market likes to use spreads, especially in uncertain times. And we certainly have uncertain times with the sequester and you know, the idea about farmers selling and what's going to happen in South America, and what's going to happen with our weather, and what's going to happen with our demand. So those are a nice way to be in a market with a little less risk.
I don't trust triple bottoms, generally speaking, as a feature on a chart. So if you look at November, I would think you would have to see futures rally close to $15 to negate the possibility that we're heading lower.
Well, I would think that you know, the potential is certainly there. And when you look at futures, you know, the whole thing is we're at a point here where when we have option expiration, then we've got 1 week to go, and we have first notice day coming in, and suddenly March is no longer the lead month, or the one that's most concerned, people are most concerned about.
It'll be the cash price, and then so we're going to look at May.
Right, and then there's no limit, too. You know, that's the thing. On the lead month, once you're into past first notice day, there's no limit on that month, so it gets to be a pretty dangerous place to play. But I would have to say, when we broke through the 200 and the 100-day moving averages yesterday, you know, that was a very significant move, and we've managed to stay above it. So I would think that at this point in time, you know, we've changed things around, and for right now, you know, we've got support there sitting in that around 1557 area, okay. And I think that should be a holder for right now.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Dave. Have a good day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. March corn at 697 and a quarter is up 2. December 559 up 1 and a quarter. March beans 1475 and a half up 5 and a quarter. November at 1279 and a half up 4 and 3 quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.